with SRN News. I'm John Scott. A shooting at Florida State University. Unconfirmed late reports say four people have been sent to a nearby hospital. A Tallahassee Memorial Healthcare spokesperson has confirmed it was receiving and treating four people affected by the shooting. No reports of any casualties at this time. Police raced toward the campus midday after the university issued an active shooter alert. It was near the student union. A suspect has been taken into custody. Overnight Israeli attacks in the Gaza Strip, claiming more than 20 lives. That's according to officials in the territory.
A strike in the southern city of Khan Yunis has killed five children, four women and a man from the same family. Strikes in northern Gaza killed around 13 people. The UN, meanwhile, is raising the alarm over the mounting impact of Israel's 6 weeks-old blockade, preventing all food and other supplies from entering the territory.
Correspondent Charles Donadesma reports there were no immediate Israeli comments on the latest strikes. The Israeli military works to avoid harming civilians, blaming civilian deaths on Hamas terrorists, hiding behind human shields in residential areas. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump slamming the Federal Reserve chairman and hinting at possibly firing Jerome Powell. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
In a message posted online, the president criticized the Fed for not lowering interest rates and said Powell's termination cannot come fast enough. The president has not been shy about voicing his frustration with the chairman, whose term doesn't expire until next year. On Wednesday, Powell warned that the Trump administration's trade war was highly likely to push inflation higher and slow economic growth. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 370 points, the NASDAQ composite up a dozen. This is SRN News. The White House observing Holy Week with presidential messages and events.
The period between Palm Sunday and Easter Sunday is especially meaningful for Christians, and the White House is marking the occasion.
The White House Faith Office has put together an extraordinary week-long celebration currently underway for Holy Week ahead of Easter Sunday.
Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says in addition to President Trump's Holy Week proclamation, the White House hosted a pre-Easter dinner with religious leaders on Wednesday night. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
The president of the Religious Freedom Institute is urging the Trump administration to address religious persecution in Nigeria. At least 50 people were killed when Muslim gunmen attacked a Christian farming community last weekend, the latest in an increasing wave of violence in that West African country. David Tremble is calling for the administration to designate Nigeria as a country of particular concern. This is SRN News. The UK Supreme Court ruled Wednesday that a woman is someone born biologically female, excluding transgender people from a legal definition in a long-running dispute between a feminist group and the Scottish government. BBC correspondent Alison Holt.
In the Equality Act, the term woman means a biological woman. The importance of that statement can't be understated after years of often angry argument between feminist and trans rights campaigners. The ruling spelt out that if a space or service is designated for women only, a person who was born male but transitioned to female does not have a right to use it. That covers changing rooms, toilets and other similar spaces. But the justices also emphasised that transgender people have existing protections against discrimination and harassment under a separate category in the Act.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.